Folks, if you were to ask us what's the main reason why the Miles Laboratories' famous one-a-day brand vitamins are growing so fast in popularity, it'd be pretty hard to say whether it's due primarily to their pleasant taste, their convenience, or their economy. Now, consider the one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, for example. Even though each tablet does contain the same amount of vitamins A and D as 1.5 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, they're mighty pleasant to taste. There's no fishy, oily taste and no aftertaste. And that's a mighty important point to remember, too, especially if there are children in your family. One-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are certainly convenient to take. Just a single tablet taken each day supplies more than your minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins. And are they ever economical? A full month supply of 30 tablets costs you only 50 cents. And if you buy the large family size package, you save still more. So whenever you think of vitamins A and D, think of the number one brand, one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles. And for your B-complex vitamins every day, get one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets made by Miles. One-a-day is a registered trademark of Miles Laboratories, and it's the brand with that big one on each package. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another day has arrived, and Lum is still doggedly trying to solve the mysteries of the latest questionnaire that has been received by the old fellows. This one, which is currently absorbing all of Lum's attention and talent, is from the State Vehicular Transportation Director, and is apparently trying to discover how much trucking business is carried on in and out of Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner poring over the complicated question blank. Listen.
The state percentage of stocks received and shipped by truck, train,
or bus. Now, Lum, let's give up on this questionnaire. We never will figure this thing out.
No, now we're going to get it.
Been sitting here all day.
Well, everybody else is doing the same thing all over the country.
I don't care. I don't like them.
Never leave an unfinished task undone. That's an old lettered saying of mine.
Yeah, but Lum...
What's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all. I've always said that.
Well, it just seems like all we do lately is fill out blanks of one kind or another. Don't even get our work done around here no more.
Don't worry. We'll get everything done.
I doubt it.
If we get too far behind on the questionnaires, we can sell the store and take up this questionnaire work as a study thing.
Looks like we're going to have to.
The fact is, I was sort of thinking about that anyways.
Yeah, well, before you take up this study, Lum, you ought to find out what some of them words in there mean.
I've already did that. I looked up a whole batch of the words in the dictionary.
You did?
Even found out what a fiduciary is.
Did you, sure enough? What is it, Lum?
It's, wait a minute, I gotta jot it down here.
Yeah, I wanna know.
It's, one who holds a fiduciary relation or acts in a fiduciary capacity.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Nothing to it.
Well, now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh?
I gotta find some place to look that up in now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's important, so no ways. These are other questions here that's way under more importance. For instance, how does your gross business...
Wait a minute, Lum. I believe that's our thing. I'll see who it is.
Yeah, hurry up, though. I want you to help me with a couple of these.
Yeah, I will. Hello, jot them down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Miss C. Strong.
What percentage of your gross stock?
No, I don't believe we got none of them left now. Mom?
Where did they get them big words?
No, we're out of them, too. Well, we've just been so busy filling out questionnaires here lately, we ain't had time to tend the business. Ain't ordered nothing from the wholesale house or nothing else.
Physical year.
That's a good idea. Try Dick Huddleston. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, goodbye.
Here's one you can help me with, Abner. What is the valuation of your capital assets?
Huh?
Here, take this pencil and write down the figures I give you.
Oh, sure. What does that question mean, Mom?
It means how much is everything we got worth?
Well, that won't take long. Give me that questionnaire. I can write that down in 2 seconds.
No, just write it on a piece of scratch paper first.
Oh.
Then we'll add everything up and just put the total amount on the questionnaire.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. What's the first figure now?
First is cash on hand.
Cash on hand?
$26.19. Counted that up already.
Oh, cash on hand. $26.19.
That's right. Next, building and fixtures.
Huh.
How much is this building and the fixtures in it worth, reckon?
Oh, I don't know. Ain't worth much, I know that. Didn't we get this thing for nothing?
No, we had to pay what taxes was due on it.
Oh, that's right. About $9, I believe it was.
Wasn't much, though.
No, no.
Just put down about, wait a minute, though. We made some improvements in the building.
Why, sure. We put some new shingles on the roof up there where it used to leak.
Yeah, made it modern.
Fixed 2 broke winders and built some new steps out there in front after the widow Abernathy broke through the old one.
Oh,
I believe she is even fatter than she is now.
Yeah, well, her man was still living then. She never had to do no work at all. Just sat around and ate candy and stuff.
Yeah, ice cream soda. She
just
loved
stuffed it. Herself.
Yeah, that frizz stuff.
Well, say we put that partition in back there, too, didn't we?
Partition?
Yeah, the one for the feed room.
Why, sure, that's right. Yeah, built it ourselves. Don't you recollect? We borrowed Eugene Blevins' carpenter tools and done the work ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. Gene was laid up with a broke leg or something, so he couldn't do the work himself.
Yeah, I believe he was. Him and Bessie was living in that little old room up over the drugstore. Hadn't been married for more than a few months then, I don't believe. Recollect, we paid the doctor bills and give him some groceries for 2 months for the loan of them tools, Lum.
Jenny's, I'd forget about it.
We sure done it.
How long ago was it? 20 years or more.
Oh, more than 20, I know, yeah.
Come to think about it, I believe we've still got his hammer around the store here.
Hammer?
Yeah. Or to take that back to him someday.
Yeah, we ought to. Borrowed it from him, ought to return it. Old Gene had pretty hard going in them days, didn't he? Just looked like everything was a guinea.
Yeah. Of course, me and you wasn't doing too good ourselves.
No.
You recollect how much money we had twixt us when we started up the Jot 'em Down store?
Huh?
$25.
$25?
That's right.
Was that all?
That was our total cash capital.
For the land, sakes, $25.
Now, I recollect we didn't know whether we ought to invest that money in the store or not.
No.
Studied over that for 4 or 5 days.
Well, I know I kept wanting to back out, but you finally talked me into it.
Lucky thing for both of us that I did, too.
Oh, you
we never would
that.
Have got where we are today if I hadn't.
Never. No.
Ain't many fellas can start out with just $25 and wind up with, let's see, what have we got here?
$26.19.
Hmm. I thought we'd made more of a success out of ourselves than that.
Yeah. Well, leastways we ain't lost no ground, Mom.
No.
How much ought I to put down for the building and fixtures now?
Oh, I don't know. That partition alone ought to be worth something, as long as we did the work on it ourselves.
And, in a way, it sort of kept Gene and Bessie from starving to death, too, I reckon.
Yeah, well, taking that into consideration, I'd say the building and fixtures were
worth about...
Now,
wait a minute, Mom. Now, I believe you ought to deed up something for that place where we burned the floor over there by the stove. We never did fix that, and that sort of hurts the building a little, I guess.
No, me never. How come that burning got burned that way, anyway?
Near as I can recollect, there's some boy around here fell off a hay rack and... run some long slivers in his hand. We couldn't get hold of Doc Miller, and you was going to get the slivers out yourself.
Oh, yeah. I told you to sterilize the needle for me by burning it. You got excited and might not burn the place down.
Well, I never knowed how much to burn it. I weren't no doctor. I never knowed what you wanted.
I granted, you know who that boy was, Abner?
Huh?
That was Ned Lubbock.
Oh, that's right.
That's man. Who it was,
that's
or
who
the world.
It was. He's just taken over on this Paul's farm. And now he's actually leaving Pine Ridge, I hear.
Yeah, he sold the farm and everything.
Huh.
We know what board guy big for.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, I've heard several of the farmers around here say they're going to do the same thing, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
All claim they can't make a living around here no more.
I'm sure we'll miss old Ned around here. He's sort of a pillar here in the community,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sort of. Glad we never did get the floor fixed now. It'll remind us of him once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Awful nice, friendly feller, that Ned.
Oh, he sure is, yes, sir. He's gooder. Well, how much you want me to write down here for the building and fixtures, Lum?
Well, let's see. Considering everything, I'd say about,
What do you mean now by that fixture business? That's a new one.
That means the lights and different stuff that we've put in.
Oh.
Things you've nailed on the walls and all such as that.
Shelves and such as that.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I don't reckon now that amount to much. Not none of that trash we got around the store here is a whole lot of good.
Fact is, we ought to get shut of a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, ought to do it, Lum. We
Make
ought to do it.
Make the place look nicer.
Yeah, neater. We ought to do it. Ought to do it. Now, for instance, that old motto hanging on the wall back there. That thing's so faded, you can't hardly read it no more.
Well, don't you recollect?
Huh?
Grandma Masters crocheted that for us a long, long time ago.
Grandma Masters?
Done that to repay us for something. I can't even think now what it was. Some little thing.
Yes, sir, that's right, she did. I know. Her and Grandpa was about to lose that little hand printing shop they used to run, and me and you bought up about 10,000 handbills from them.
Oh, yeah, we had the fiend room plumb full of them things.
What do we ever do with them, anyway?
Well, what do you think the rooms over at my place are papered with?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I recollect helping you do the papering, sure.
No, sir, that motto's going to stay up on the wall as long as we're running this store, Abner. It'd break Grandma's heart if we ever taken that down.
Yeah, well, I ain't insisting that we take it down. Leave it up. I don't care.
Now, Granny's Abner, you know, when you look around the room, every little thing in here seems to mean something, don't it?
Yeah, I think it does. But now, Lum, don't you think we ought to take down that old calendar back there in the corner? I know that thing ain't...
Oh, no, good. No, you ain't taking that down.
Well, it's a way out of date by now,
I don't care. Evelina put that up with her own hands. That's staying right there.
Evelina? Did she put that up?
Yes, sir, she sure done.
Well, I do know.
Granny's there was a pretty woman, Abner.
Oh, uncommonly pretty.
Beautiful girl.
Yes, she was, Rosie Joe.
I ought to marry her, you know. Instead of letting her marry that Spud Gandil.
Well, I tried to get you to, but you always want to do everything your own way. Wouldn't listen to nobody.
Yeah, reckon I ought to listen to you then.
Yes, sir.
Well, for goodness sake, there's something up there I ain't noticed for a long time.
Huh?
That rope up there with the padlock on it.
Oh, yeah, that's the rope we used to divide the store up with every time we get mad at one another, weren't it?
Recollect the big ceremony we had when we put that padlock on the rope and taken an oath we'd never have another argument or get mad as long as we live.
I still got a scar from that ceremony.
Scar?
Don't you recollect that fight we had over who's going to have to climb up and put the rope up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we scuffled around here for a long time.
Clean scratch there on the floor, I know.
Sure did. Oh, well, yeah, we ain't getting nowhere here. Got to get this questionnaire filled out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Now, what do you want to write down here now for how much the building fixtures is worth on?
Well, just write this down, Abner. Just put down there, no valuation.
No valuation?
Yeah. There ain't no amount of money in the whole world that could buy this building or anything that's in it.
Oh.
Put the questionnaire away for today, Abner. Just want to sit here and think for a while.
Say, folks, here's something you won't want to forget. And that's the downright comforting relief Alka-Seltzer offers for the dull ache-all-over misery of a cold. Remember, too, Alka-Seltzer also makes a mighty soothing gargle for that accompanying sore throat. Then actions speak louder than words, so try it for yourself, won't you? The next time you catch cold, take care of yourself, get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, get ample vitamins, and take Alka-Seltzer. You can get modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets at all drugstores in 30 and 60-cent size packages. By the way, you better get the large size, folks, because it's much more economical. Hmm?